We left off yesterday with the mentioning Shitas Rambam in the case of Poseach Beis HaTzavar B'Shabbos Chayev Chatas. The simple pshat, as we read, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, the basis for the Chayev Chatas is Makah B'Patish. You're making into a keli. Okay, we saw the differences in the case, according to Rashi. It was never opened before. You're opening it up for the first time. According to Avinu Tam, it was open and it was sealed with a chut. We saw the explanations of Rashi and Tosis in understanding the Gemara's Kasha, Rav Kana's Kasha. When Rav Kana asked, V'chima bein zeh and the gufas chavis, what is he referring to? Rashi's pshat, Tosis pshat, and the teretz of the Gemara, zeh chibur zeh in a chibur. The Rambam has seemingly a new explanation for the case of the Gemara. What is the malacha that is being referred to? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam is discussing malachas korea. And in the discussion, malachas korea, the Rambam brings this halacha at the end of halacha yud, perek yud halacha yud. The Rambam concludes by saying, ha-paseach be-satsava b'shabes chayif. This is the context of the Rambam is Korea. Korea, they lit for state firos, beginning of the Rambam. And then he ends with this halacha. So the Rambam apparently understood the basis for the chiyuv is Korea. So we have to understand a few things here. According to the Rambam, so how do you read the Gemara? What was Rav Kana's Kasha from the case of Megufas Chavis is not Shaykh Korea. Korea B'Pashtis is only by something which is soft, of Davarach. So how could be asking a Kasha over there? Megufas Chavis is Mutter. There's no Korea. Here it's Korea. Like, what's Pshat in the Gemara? Then we have to understand what exactly is a Machokas, Rashi, and the Rambam. Rashi didn't say Korea. And the Rambam brings in Korea. So what's this about? And what would the Rambam say about Makah B'Patish? Why didn't the Rambam acknowledge that? A lot of things that have to be sorted out. Again, as we said yesterday, these sugyas can be obviously learned very much in depth. We're doing it maybe a little more than Bikiyas, okay? But understand what we're dealing with. We saw the Mishnayos that we mentioned yesterday, the Mishnah Kuf Mem Vav. This is like a Shas sugya in terms of the Inyanim of Shabbos. But just to understand the Gemara, just to say a little bit about what we can say for the Rambam. So the Minchas Chinuch, as you know, he has a section by Melachis Shabbos called Mosach HaShabbos. He goes through all the Melachis, and then he has various comments on each Melacha. So in Os Chav Dalet, which is Korea, so Sifkat and Gimel, he discusses the sugi here, which is also, as we know, in Shabbos there, and he brings this machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. What exactly is the malacha that the Gemara is discussing? And he asks our kasha, how did the Rambam learn the Gemara? Let's take a look. What does he say? Interesting pshat. Ha-poseach beis ha-tzavar b'shabes chayev chatas ken kasav ram perek yud, halacha yud. Haynu mishum korea, kim de lo mekalkel. So let's already point out, this is going to be Nageya, soon we'll get to Rashi. The Kesef Mishnah already notes, in other words, the simple explanation of why it wouldn't be Korea is because the halacha is, by Melechis Korea, this is true by a number of Melechis that are destructive in nature, that the only time there's a chiyuv is if it's Almanas l'taken, specifically, Lashon HaMishnah, for example, the famous Mishnah in Shabbos Ayin Gimel, when it goes through the 39 Melachos of Shabbos. So when it mentions Korea, it says Korea Almanas Litpor. It says by Mochik as well, HaMochik Almanas Lichtov Shteyosios. So the Melacha has to be Almanas Litpor. We have to know how to define that. For the Rambam, what that means is it has to have an element of tikkun. So, if it's amanas litfor, if you're ripping it for the sake of re-sewing, like in the case of the Mishkan, when the Uriah got ripped, so the Gemara says that there would be you know, if something got a little bit worn out with a bug or whatever, with a moth, so they have to rip further open in order to be able to re-sew everything in a way that would be that would look you know, organized. So that's the need for the korea amenas litfer. It should be a tikkun. So obviously, in a case of korea beisad savar, a pesach beisad savar, there's a tikkun. The beged now can be worn. So that's why the Rambam, we'll get into this more specifically soon, we discuss Rambam versus Rashi, and Kesef Mishnah and so on. But that's what the Minchas and Mechmenach is right away. Came into Lo Mekalkel. Okay. On the other hand, Rashi and the other Rishonim, Pirshu, the Mishum Davi Gemar Melacha, you're making a Metakin Mana, Maka Bepatish, V'chai Mishum Maka Bepatish, V'chein Hu B'Shabbos Memches, and that would seem the Pashtus of the Gemara. Because of Kana's Kasha, the Naksha Ashas, Maishtam Nukubas Chodis. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch, Ula Harambam, the Chai Mishum Korea, Ein Yodea, Mai Kushya, the Ein Dim Lisham Klau. In other words, what's the Shaykhus of the two things? When it comes to Besat Savar, that's Murachis Korea. Nukubas Chodis obviously is not Shaykh Korea, it's a hard material. So therefore, that's different. Doesn't have the Malachas Korea. So what's the Kasher of Kad? So Mamash Apelo, according to the Rambam, how do you read the Gemara? Okay, so we'll present the Minchas Chinuch, and then we'll maybe mention also the Afike Yam has another Pshat. But let's see what the Minchas Chinuch says. It's Chidush Pshat in the Rambam. But he says the following. Yesh Yashav, he says, Ein Kamakomo, but then he goes on and says something. I don't really understand how to read it. He said, Ein Kamakomo, but then... Vinira, I don't know. Vinira, the Harambam, the Mechayev Mishum Korea, Vade Tzarech Shiur. For there to be a Mleches Korea, it has to be Korea of a certain measure. The Haino Kedelit for State Tfiros, Kedin Korea. Sheivein Leel, like we mentioned earlier. So let's say it was already opened a little bit, and a little bit still attached, and you completely detached it, but it wasn't the measure that you require for the normal melachas korea, the shear of the of how much you're ripping, pater. So that comes out that korea has parameters. When would it be korea? It has to be korea of a certain amount, a certain shear. However, if again, it was already somewhat ripped, and then you got ripped it even more, but it wasn't the shear of the measure of Shtei Tfiros, it wouldn't be a melacha of Korea. But what about Makah V'Patish? If you think about the melacha being Makah V'Patish, so until you rip it even more, you can't get your neck through it, it's not functional, it's not a baguette that you could wear, so it's still Metakin Mana when you rip that extra part, and now you can put your neck through it. Now it's a baguette. Now it's a kli. So then Chaya B'Koshu. The Makah B'Patish is even B'Koshu. Kimbur Kaman. Says the Menchas Chinuch. So B'Herchach, you have to learn the Rambam as follows. Yes, the Rambam mentions this halacha in Korea. Because it's a chidush. The Rambam wants you to know there's a melachas Korea because it's Metake. But the Rambam would not deny that there would also be a melacha of Makah B'Patish. That's pashut. Either Rambam didn't say it, he didn't have to say it. Venera, the Vadai, Gamaramba Machaim, Shemaka Bepatish, Velo Hevi, the Chayev, Kyodua Darko, that he doesn't have to tell me, but Fatah, in Zachidush. So why does he tell me Korea? Achashmiina, Mishum Korea, the Inam of Urbashas, that you wouldn't have a clear Gemara unless you tell me that you're Chayev Mishum Korea. The Sham Bishabbos, because when you read the Gemara, what do you see in the Gemara in this case? You would understand the Gemara based on Makah B'Patish, and that's how the Gemara is going to read. Again, how in Miyashiv the Gemara we'll see in a second. But obviously, for the Gemara to make any sense, that Rav Kana comes with a kasha from the Gufas Chavis, obviously we're discussing Mleches Makah B'Patish, no doubt about it. So that Rambam didn't have to tell me that. That's what he says. The Sham B'Shabbos, Hu Machmas Makah B'Patish, Kim Mevur Sham Mehakusha, Sheikshu B'Shas Mimegufa. Right, there'll be no way to explain the Gemara's Kasha unless we're dealing with Makah B'Patish. Okay, maybe you the Mishum Korea Gam Kim Chayef. So the Rambam says you should know there's something else also to consider by the case of Lukubas Chavis, and that is Korea. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So then what's the Kasha? Maybe the difference is that the Chiyuv that Rav Tana Marab Rav Yudam Rav was talking about was a Malchus Korea. That's also chiyuv dim kain my makshak chasn megufa zayn. Why? Because the Gemara says the statement stum ha poseach doesn't say how much you ripped when you opened up the beis hatzava. Doesn't say. So it's mashma even a kosu. Ah, if it's a kosu, it's not going to be the measure that's required from mechus korea. But what would it be in that case? Nothing but Maka Vipatish. And it's mashma that even in that case you're chayiv. Oh. Because Kriya needs Kedei Shir Seif Firis. Im Kei Maksha Shabir. But in Achinami, says Minchas Chinuch, Im Hu Keshir Chayiv Bishim Kriya Gam Ken Gar Rambam Vigam Bishim Maka Vipatish. It'd be two chatos. The halach is Vidu Malach and Shabbos, two malachas at the same time, or Behelam Echad, you chayiv for each malach. So it'd be two chatos. And if there's no other way to spend them, Loken Unuchel Fanis Kushes Hashasla Rambam Kenira. So Milchas Chinuch has no way to explain the Umar according to Rambam except to assume that the Rambam would hold that it's Makad Patish and Korea, but the Nafkamina would be if it wouldn't be the Shir of State Fierce, then it wouldn't be Korea, but it would still be Makad Patish. Okay, that's the Milchas Chinuch's approach to the Rambam and to the Gemara. Okay, yeah, question.
How does the Rambam want to say that the Malacha of Korea is just for Tikkun? When the Mishnah says Tikkun...
That we're going to come to. That's our next project to figure out. That's one thing at a time. Now we can work in the Gemara, but you're quite right that we have to figure that out too. Where do you get Tikkun and synonymous with Shtei Tefiras? Mishnah Shtei Tefiras. Okay, that's a big discussion. The Halacha that we'll get to in just a second. Okay, this is one way to read the Gemara according to the Rambam. I want to share with you the Afikayam. Afikayam was in the Gedol Yachron in the time of Chaim. A lot of Lamdis is found in the Sefer. So he has in the second chelak of the Sefer a number of simonim on the melachos of Shabbos. He goes through different melachos, and simon hey, or simon dalet, rather, that's where he goes through different melachos, anaf vav. He has Meleches Korea V'Soser. So the first couple paragraphs, he discusses this Kasha Minchas Chinuch. He begins with, again, to relate to what you just brought in, there's a Machokesh B'din Korea. What is the Halacha of Shtei Tefiros? We'll get to this soon more, Barichos, but is the Halacha of Shtei Tefiros because otherwise it's Mekalkel? This is really mamish to what you brought in. Is it because without you're not ripping for the sake of resewing. It's mekalkel. But if you find a tikkun of some sort, then that would be enough to make it a malacha. Or it's not a malacha. If you are arguing, it's not a malacha if it's not al menaskit for shteit, the Lashna Mishnah. That is the definition of the malacha. Nafkamina is if you're metakein in some other way, but it's not al menaskit for. And this is going to be very... They'll get the understanding, perhaps, Rashi and the Rambam. And we'll see them more in the Bir Halacha, this question. So he wants to say the following Mahalach to answer for the Rambam Shat Gemara. So we have a number of Malachis that are destructive in nature, such as Korea, such as Mochek, such as Soser, such as Machabe. And Luchara, a similar Chakira should be relevant for all of them. In other words, so to the extent that you need to have al-menas, that it should be a tikkun, does that tikkun have to be specific in some way? Sosa, amnas livnos, bimkomo, or amnas livnos. Or whatever tikkun it is considered good enough because it's not mekalka. Or does it have to be specific to that malacha to define it in terms of a specific al-menas? That's the shayla that we could ask, not just by Kore. If that's a shayla that we could raise, then maybe we can explain Rav Kana's kasha as follows. This goes a little bit to what we discussed yesterday, pshat, in the Mishnah of Shover Adam Chavis, that we saw yesterday, that the case of Rav Kana, of the Megufas Chavis, is mentioned in the Gemara in connection to that Mishnah. So we said yesterday, we mentioned yesterday the Tosfos, that learns that the case of that Mishnah, how come it says L'chatchila, you can break the Chavis to get the Grogros inside? So Rashi says it's Mekalkel, no. But the Kasha Shonim asked, the Ran asked, how goes the Asad Rabbana? So how do you justify Chatchila that you can do it? So the Ran gave the Teres, it's Tzorach Shabbos, you could even do it because Chachamim would not be asking Mekalkel if in a case of Tzarech Shabbos, the Ran didn't like it. Tosa says the case is a case of mustiki, the barrel is really not, it's just, you know, glued together pieces, it's not really a whole barrel. He wants to say interesting pshat. He wants to say Rav Kahana understood the case to be not a mustiki, a case of a real chavis. And he was under the impression that why would it be mutter? Because he had the same kasha. How could he explain the Mishnah? Why would it be mutter to break the chavis to get the food inside? The answer is because if when you do it, to say there's a malacha drabanan, a mekalkel, he wants to say this, mekalkel is asa drabanan, if it could have been done, and it would have been a malacha d'oraisa. There could have been a way to do it that would have led to a malacha d'oraisa, and then if it's derech kilkol, then it would be drabanan, from a drabanan it's asa. But if you hold that it could have been, there would have been no way in which this could have been asa d'oraisa, then you can't have an isa mekalkel drabanan. Now, there's a question, as we noted yesterday, if yesh binyan astir bekelim or ain binyan astir bekelim. So he takes it like this. He says, Rav Kahana, let me read a few lines from what he says. Rav Kahana assumes that ain binyan astir bekelim. He wants to start with Rashi. What was Rashi's shot in the Mishnah that we asked yesterday, the Ran's Kasha and Rashi? So he says, Rashi holds, there's no Issa Drabanan Mekalkel, Rakim Hayim Etakein Hayim Melacha Gemura Min HaTorah. Had it been not Kilko, it would have been Melacha Gemura. But if, when it was Metakein, it would still not be Doraisa, then it's not going to be a Drabanan Mekalkel. Rashi Rishitaso holds, this was going to soon be Rav Kahana, Rashi holds, Ain Bin in the Stira Bekele. That, yeah, so therefore, there's no possibility by Chavis that it could become an Issa D'oraisa, because it's Ein Binyan Stir B'Kelim. Moreover, for another reason it couldn't be D'oraisa, because Soser possibly has to be Amanas Livnos. And when you're breaking the Chavitz, it's not Amanas Livnos. So consider the possibility that Soser needs Amanas Livnos, it's not going to be a Doraisa. It wouldn't be a Doraisa if it had been for Tikkun. So then Mekalko is not going to be Asid Rabbanan either. These are all suggestions for Rashi on the Mishnah. So since there'd not be a potential for a Doraisa, because it's number one, it's Ein Bin Yastir B'Kelem, and number two, it's not Amnas Livnos, and especially in Ein Bin Yastir B'Kelem, therefore B'Mekalkel Mutar L'Gamri. Okay, that's what Bipshat and Rashi. That's the case. Now we'll learn the Gemara. Achri Kol Eila, and I'm going to skip two paragraphs. Achri Kol Eila, Yesh Liyashi, Sukhya Sashas, Pesach Beisat Tzavar. According to we just said, Korea is a melacha that's derech kilkel, but so is Sosa. If you tell me Pesach Beisat Tzavar is chayiv, even though it's not almanas litfor, so what does that show me? That Sosa, as long as there's a tikkun, even if it's not the tikkun of almanas litfor, it's also melacha. If so, says Rav Kahana, the same thing should be by the malacha of Sosa. That as long as there's a tikkun, it's a malacha. Rav Kahana looks at the Mishnah, Negufas Chavis. He sees the Mishnah says, Shover Adam Chavis. And it says it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Rav Kahana thought, Yesh bin Nistir B'Kelem. So it must be mutter because somehow, even if I would do it on a Doraisa level, even if it was not Derech Kilkel, it would not be a Doraisa. Why not? It's a tikkun. because if there's a tikkun that comes about, then it'll be d'oraisa. So then it should be it's a drabban of mekalkel. That's of kindness kasha. No, what's the word? Teretz. Is that chibur zayin a chibur? Who can be machav into what the teretz would be now? Beisat saver is a chibur. What's the case of shava adam chavis? Meguf has chavis. What kind of a chavis is it? What did we see yesterday in Tosfos? What did Tosfos learn? It's a case of mustiki, with broken up pieces that glue together. So the Gemara's teretz is, ze eno chibur, we're talking about a mustiki. So it never would have been a melacha d'oraisa. It's a case of a mustiki, and that's why it's mutulcha tchila. So it's basically, that's his basic approach. What he's doing is he's trying to take the premise of what comes in the Rambam, that Korea is chayiv, even though it's not amanas litfor, but it's amanas atake. And he's carrying that over to Sosa. You say, what's true by Korea, if it's a tikkun, then it should be chayiv, even if it's not amanas litake, and so too by Sosa. Why is it now kasha? Because if Sosa would be a melacha for amanas litake, even though it's not amanas litnos per se, but there's a tikkun, then we should say the same thing by Shavar Adam Chavis, by Mikufas Chavis, that it should be a Isadra Banan of Mekalkel, because it could have been potentially a Doraisa. He holds Yesh Bid Nistir Bekelim, and he holds that if it would be a Tikkun, if you did a Derech Tikkun, it would be Chayiv, even though it's not Almanas Livnos. But you see, by Korea, you don't need Almanas Livnos for it. It's good enough to be Almanas for whatever tikkun. So the same thing would be by Sosa. In that case, it should be a heter of Mukubas Chavis lechatchila. So that's the kasha. And for the Gemara, the case of Chavis is a case of Eno Chibur, meaning it's a case of just pieces glued together, like Tosfos says Pshat in that Mishnah. Okay, it's a little bit of a shtickle Torah. That's his Pshat for the Rambam. Again, the Afikiyam is trying to not avoid the dochik of the Minchas Chinuch, saying that the Gemara is talking, really the Gemara holds that there's two malachas and we're talking about a certain case, but it's not Korea. He wants it to be the kasha was in the case of Korea itself, where you are chai mishum Korea, and yet that should be a kasha on the case of Mekufas Chavis also. Why? Again, because if Korea is chayiv, as long as you have some kind of a tikkun, then by Soser the same thing should be the same thing by a case of Soser. Shavat Chavis is Soser, and since it could have been a Doraisa Malacha, had it been a tikkun, then it should be a drabban of mekalke. Okay. For the inyan itself, let's get to the inyan itself of this question that we just opened up. Korea amanas letaken, but not for shtei tefiros. The lashon on Mishnah in the list of malachis, Korea amanas lit for shtei tefiros. So Rashi didn't say Korea. The Rambam said Korea. Says the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. He quotes the Ritva, which is by us. So I think the Lashon is a little bit clearer in the Kesef Mishnah quoting the Ritva. Kasav haRitva, the Perkam of the Makis, Pirish Rashi, Pasef Beisat Savar, Mamish, Asa Pesach Chadash, Lechol, Bishabes Chayiv, Mishim Chetik, and Kli. So he says, B'shem haRitva, Perush. Dinehi de lo mechayev mishum korea. De korea shelo amnas litferhu. Mechayev mishum tikun kli, de havi gemar melacha, betoda de maka de patish. Okay, so what is he quoting from the Ritva? Why does Rashi avoid learning the melacha to be korea? Because for korea to be a melacha, it has to be amnas litfer. Simple. So, no, what's the Pshat in the Rambam? So, let's go back and forth. The Rashi holds it's not Kippur Korea, because it's not Amanas Litfor. That's what the Mishnah requires. So, what does the Rambam hold? So, we already know. What's the answer for the Rambam? It's Amanas Litakin. That's good enough. And the Etzem, it's Meduik in the Rambam himself. Let's see why the Rambam, it's Meduik in the Lashon Rambam Gufa. That's the answer for the Rambam. That you don't need Amanas Litfor, you just need Amanas Litakin, whatever tikkun it is. Because look at the context of the Rambam. The Rambam mentions this halacha at the end of halacha yud. What does he say just before this? Let's read the Rambam inside. The Rambam says, halacha yod kedei litfar shtei tefiros, amenas litfar shtei tefiros. So he did a kriya kishir shtei tefiros that we mentioned in the Milchas Chinuch, and it was amenas litfar shtei tefiros chayiv. Avo karei lahafsida, if it's kriya just for the sake of ruining it, pater neshu mekalkel. So Rambam is giving us clear guidelines. When is it chayiv? If it's the shir shtei tefiros, amenas litfar shtei tefiros. When is it not chayiv? When are you pater? When it's karei lahafsida. Continues the Rambam. Here's another example where you'll be chayiv for Korea. Ha Korea b'chamaso o al meis. Meis tu chayiv l'kro alav. Person does ripping out of his anger. So he rips the beged out of anger. He's frustrated and he expresses his anger with this act of Korea. Or he does kriya on one of the relatives, Rachamel Letzlan, that he has a chiyuv l'kro alav, so he's doing the mitzvah kriya, the Chachamim said, for a person to be korei al meis. He does it on Shabbos. Chayiv. Both of those cases, says the Rambam, based on the Gemara Shabbos, kufei medeis. Chayiv nishim yashiv is daito b'dav azeh. He's going now in the case of korei b'chamaso, he's calming himself, he's calming his nerves. The Anuach Yitzro, it means that he has less to vent now, he expressed it. In a case of Korei Al Meso, Rambam didn't explain it, but that's a tikkun because it's a mitzvah's Korea. So it's a tikkun in the form of Korei Al Meso Shulchayv was Abel Olav, and it's Kriya Bachamaso, which is a tikkun because it's a tikkun Eitzo Yitzro. And after the Rambam gives you that rule that you can have a Korea that is considered chayiv because it's mitaken Eitzo Yitzro, even though it wasn't for the sake of resowing it, says the Rambam, Ha'pasech mitzatzar b'shabes chayiv. So from the juxtaposition of the Rambam in mentioning this halacha, Pasech mitzatzar, right immediately after giving you the halach of Korea al meso shulchayiv l'sabel alav l'chayiv l'kro alav, and the case of Korea b'chamaso, and he explains that there's a tikkun harehu kimetake, and says the Rambam b'satzava. So what's clear in the Rambam that the reason why you're chayiv by Korea b'satzava m'shem Korea is because even chenami, it's not amnas litvor, but it doesn't need per se amnas litvor. It just needs that it should be a tikkun. So I have a tikkun. Now you have to understand, Chora, Shitas Rashi is difficult. Pashtus, what the Ritva, quoted by the Ketzel Mishnah, says, B'Shem Rashi, how do you reconcile that with what seems to be a Mefurash Gemara, Kuftei HaMebeis in Shabbos, that the Rambam is commenting here, comment and quoting, L'Halacha, Korea B'Chamaso, O Almeis, Shechayv, L'Kro, Olav Chayiv, because it's considered a tikkun. L'chora, what you have here is an interesting machlokas, and this is again, this is according to Rav Fikayam, part of what goes into Rav Kana's Kasha, this very question. And he wanted to link Soser to Korea in this very question. And that's what we just spoke of in Rav Fikayam. In other words, if you have a malacha that's destructive in nature, and it's almenas l'takin, but not the l'takin that's spelled out in the Mishnah, it's not the Korea almenas l'tfor, it's Korea that brings with it some other tikkun. Is that also enough to be chayiv? What's the shay? What's the root of the shayla? When the Mishnah says Korea amnas litfor, is that the definition of the malacha amnas litfor? So some other tikkun wouldn't be enough. The malacha is defined amnas litfor. That is the malacha. Or is it just the Mishnah gives you a mashal of why that would be an example of metakin, but as Mashman the Gemara begabi Korea al meso Korea b'chamaso, that as long as it's a tikkun, that would be the malacha. As long as it's not mekalkel, so Mishnah gives you amnas litfor. This discussion is mentioned by Arichus in the Bir Halacha. Which, let's take a look at the Bir Halacha in Simon Shim Mem, which has assorted halachos together, and it mentions here. Among them, at the very end of the siman, talks about a person separates pages or place hides that are connected, separates them. That could be a and you're not discovering the kalkel chayiv, todos korea. So that's based on the Rambam also in Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, that we just read. Look in the beginning. We'll skip around. I just don't want to get you the gist of the Bi'ur Halacha, and then we'll get to the how it's Miyashiv Rashi. But look in the beginning, and you have the page here. Velonis Kavin Lekalke. Just from the beginning, we'll skip a little bit when you bring some of the rice of the Kiva Eger. But this is Rabbi Kiva Eger's Chakira that we're going to see. Is Korea Amnasilit for Bedafka Amnasilit for, or is it just that it shouldn't be Mekalke? That's the Shaila. Look at the Bi'ur Halacha with me. Koza Lashon Rambam, right? What do you see in the Rambam? Umashma bebeir daito. Rabbi Sechev, you see where I'm reading in the Bi'ur Halacha from the beginning? Okay, so take a minute to find it. Simon Shin Mem at the very end. It's the Dibra Masko, the Bi'ur Halacha is Velonis Kavin Lekalkel. Yeah, everybody have it? Yeah? We'll have this. Okay? Yeah, made enough copies? Okay. Koza Lashon Rambam. Umashba bebeir daito. This one, because I think Osius Machkimos, but you know, you don't usually see these, you know, learn Kiseder, Bi'ur Halacha, whatever, just to see how he presents the Shaila. It's good to, you know, not just to hear from me outside, just to hear, to see, you know, how he lays out the issue. The Had Be'inan B'Gemara. So it's mashma clearly from the Rambam. That this that the Gemara requires, Koream Naslit for, Mishum di ilav hachi havele mekalkel. Avo imachavin litzorech ezed vartikun, afil bimachavin shilolam naslit for, is also chayim. Right? Ubehachi nicha di hichnis haramba. What we just said is what his mom is saying right now. Ubehachi nicha mashe hichnis harambam. Din haposeach besatzave b'shabes gam ken bechal dini akorei lechiyuv. I've after who bevadai shelo amnas litfor. So how could it be chayiv for Korea? What's the teretz? Mishum demetakin b'kriyaso esaveget. Now, what did the Kesef Mishnah say on the Rambam? The Das Rashi. Why isn't it Korea? What? It's not amnas litfor. The Kesef Mishnah is also the Beis Yosef, so a lot of times you see things that are appearing in both places. What he writes in the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, he writes in Beis Yosef, he quotes the Beis Yosef. Ulepele ala Beis Yosef, shekasa b'simen shen yud zayin. This isn't the same thing that he says in the Kesef Mishnah, it's the same person, right? What did he write in Beis Yosef? L'milse de pshita, says something to Kedava Pashut, the Pesach Besad Savar, Lahaki Lahavi Bechal Korea. Why isn't it Korea? Only Makab Patish. Mishim Dahavi Korea Shalom Nas Lidfor. But how could the Beis Yosef say that when the same Beis Yosef, Paskins, Uba'atmo, Sasam, the Simon Shinem, which is the Sif right here that we're reading, and the case that he quotes over here, Keharambam, the Kol Korea, Naskatakin Chayev. Moreover, it's a Mefurish Gemara, and that's the other two cases mentioned in the Rambam. Ube'emes muchach kein behedya b'gemara. Daf kuf heyamid beis. The Gemara discusses the two examples that the Rambam mentions in his halacha. Korea b'chamaso ve'almeso hamuto olav. That there's a chiv kriya on. Avi v'imo b'no and so on. Da'afilu shelo amnas litfor chayiv kol sheyesh eze tikun b'kriyaso. Ve'acha kach matzasi sherayezu muva b'divra b'kagana b'kiva eger b'gilyon shelo. And also Nishmas Adam, and Rabbi Zal Kamei. So what is he saying? You have a Furusha Gemaris, that as long as it's Amanas Litakin in some way, that's considered the Malacha. The Amanas Litva is only an example of that it shouldn't be a Kilkul. So it's a Pele, the Beis Yosef himself is explaining that it couldn't be Korea because it's not Amanas Litva. But not so, he himself passes like the Rambam here. Okay, we're going to skip a few a little bit here, otherwise we'll be mamish more than even today to go through every single word. He goes through this more carefully, that Maisa, the Gemara, and Kofei, if you look at it, you'll see the Gemara does connect it to another issue called Mlacha Tzvichel Gufa and Tzvichel Gufa, that maybe Almeso or Kareba Hamaso is not a chiyuv because it's Mlacha Tzvichel Gufa, so you have to get into that discussion and that issue. But he says even that is only specific to those examples. But if it would be a Tikkun Lamashal over here of the Gufa Beged, in Tzvichel Gufa has various explanations, but one way is that you really would rather not have to have it, you'd rather not be angry to have to to have to vent, you know. You'd rather not have to have nevach ames to have to be korea on. So maybe it's ain't shvichel gufa, so maybe it wouldn't be chayiv. It's good, that could be a question. But when the tikkun is begufa beged, because now you have a, that for sure would be tzvichel gufa, says the Barilach. That's what it goes on with further down. We'll skip over that part. Skip to further down, about four lines from the bottom on the same page. Hayotze midvareinu, okay? Hayotze midvareinu. Fit? A few words into the line. Four lines from the bottom. Same page, yeah? Hayotze midvareinu, debein ledas harambam, bein ledas rashi betosvos, v'kol haposkim hanal, korea amnas letakein chayiv, deka'al menas litfordami. Any metaken, any amnas metaken is good enough. Va'afilu of Shimon the potem of shintzichel gufa chay bazeh. Ella das a tosus beinu of Shimon shem atikem begufa daber hanikra ayn shem daf salidalit. The das haritva. Now there was a ritva. Rebbe say, what did the ritva say? Quoted by a kesef mishnah that he can't have it be korea. Why isn't it korea? Because it's not amnas ritva. Says the bir alacha that is a disover the beinu korea amnas ritva dafke yichidahi. It's a shita's yachid. It's a friend shita. V'gam sugya da ha'oreg hu negdo. Sugya in ha'oreg is kofei amidbeis in Shabbos that says mefurish that korea al meso and korea bachamaso is metakein. So that's against the ritva. In a chenab. The ritva is a pellet. Shita's yachid and it's against the gemara. Again, and that's the Rambam. The Rambam put it pesach b'sat tzavar together right after mentioning Korea Bachamasa Korea Meso Shachayev Krolov. So it's Mefurish. The Rambam is understanding that it could be Korea Shalom Las Litvar and Bichai because I'm Las Gatake. So the Ritva is a Pele, it's against the Gemara and Ha'orig. Ukamoshe Iksha Rabbi Kibbeger. The Gam Abis Yosef. Af the Gam who wrote Shalomar came to Simon Shin Yud Zayin. What he's saying, Simon Shin Yud Zayin, that it wouldn't be Korea if it's not I'm Las Litvar. But the same is Yosef, Hari Chazinan B'Shulchan Aruch Kan, and Simon Shinem, he gives you a case of separating Oros Devukim, V'lo Niskavin L'Kalkel, it's not Amnas Litvar, but it's not Niskavin L'Kalkel, Chayiv. Hari Chazin B'Shulchan Aruch, Chasam Izeh, V'sasam L'Halacha, not the way he said in Simon Shin Yudzayin in the Beis Yosef. He says, the Korea Amnas Litakin Chayiv, Af, turn the page, Af, Shelo Amnas Litvar, V'chimuchach B'Pri Chodash, the Korea Amnas Litakin, Chayiv Kuli Alma. Okay, here we go. Rabosai, what's left for us to now explain? The last section of Bir Alacha. Very original chidush of the Bir Alacha Bedas Rashi. So now we come back to Rashi. If this is clear to us, the Kedava Pashut now, that you don't need Amnas Litfer Bedaska. And this Litfer is a Tzorach Iyun because of the Gemaras that we just mentioned. So now the question becomes, why did Rashi omit the Malach of Korea? Once we establish that if it's amenas betakin of any kind, it can warrant a chiyuv of korea. So why did Rashi stay clear of korea and only learn the Gemara, both here and in the Masechta Shabbos, in terms of Makom HaPatish? What happened to the fact that it's korea amenas betakin because the beged is fixed? That's our problem. So this is the chidush of the Bir Alacha to know. Okay, very interesting chidush. I don't know if Moshe likes it in that Shuva Kufcha Beis, the one about opening cans. If I'm not mistaken, I looked quickly over Shabbos. I think he thought this was not true. But Lamaisa, a lot of people quote this Bir Halach as a Pshat and Rashi. Let's see. What does he say? V'lonisha lanu, Rosa, you saw this? How many saw this inside today? Okay, so what is the interesting part? Inside? Yeah? Inside, outside? Inside. V'lonisha lanu levayer, kiyam levayer as far as Rashi. The Kasav Pesach Besetzavet B'Shabbes Chiyuv Mishamaka Bepatish the Mashvei Leiman, he makes it a keli. The Lama Lo Kasav Mishum Korea Amnas Litakin says the Bir Alacha Nira Li the Svarasohu. What does he say? A new word. Inachinami. You can have Korea Shalom Nas Litfor but Amnas Litakin, and Rashi would agree to all those Gemaras that you can have a Chiyuv because it's not Mekalkel. What's different about this? Says the Bir Alacha. The defining aspect of Korea is, b'shas you're doing a Korea, you have to define it and see it as a ma'isav mekalkel, and then you could make you chayev for the act of korea, which is inherently a mekalkel because of the tikkun. What's different about this is by the very definition, from the very beginning of what you're not doing a ma'isa mekilkel, you're doing a ma'isa tikkun. That cannot be korea. Granted, it could be a ma'isa korea of kilkel, but once you have a tikkun nimakom acher, you're chayev for that ma'isa korea. That might be korea, but it has to be starting off to define it as a destructive act, and then you can say, "But there's a tikkun." What is different over here? The very act is what are you doing? You're opening up your the neckline that you could put your head. That is tikkun. That's not the same as korea amanas letake. It's not korea to begin with. That's how he explains it. The svarasahu de lo shayach shame korea. At the time you're doing the ma'isa, you are doing something destructive. You're ruining something. You're doing the destructive act for the sake of something constructive. That's called korea al menas letaken. You're doing bishvui as a tikkun. For example, by the Mishkan. The amanas for the Mishkan. Shehaisa sheiriyah shenafka badarga. The Gemara has an example of the korea amanas for shnei tefiros. So there was a moth that began to eat up in the yirios for the Mishkan. So what do you do? Korinosa, you rip it open more, and then betofenosa. So what are you doing in effect by korea? The kriya is ruining the yiria even more. You're ripping it. You know, it's got a little bit worn out and a little bit ripped from the moth, and then you rip it even more out. Why? In order to re-sew it nicely. Hakriya mekalkela says hayriya biyose. Ella! Sha'al yidei ze yucha acha kachu tafra. Good. So then what do you have here in korea? It's an act of ruining. You're ruining something, but for a tikkun. The tikkun that you re-sew it. So too, examples that we have from the Gemara in Kufay and Shabbos, Perek Ha'orek. Umechlau ze, korea b'chamaso ve'almeso. So what is the act that you're doing there? By its very appearance, what are you doing? You're ripping, you're ruining something. You're ripping something. Hakriya mekalkeles habeged. The beged is being ruined for a constructive purpose. But the beged, through this act of kriya, the beged is being ruined. You're ripping the beged. Elamai, the kiyum of korea al meso, or it makes you calm down. So the tikkun is b'makom acher, but the act was an act of a destructive act in the beged. Hakriya mekalkeles habeged ella shenisbav tikkun al yidei zeh v'kanav. What makes this different? Why did Rashi not want to learn pesach b'tzavar else because of kriya? He also agrees that amnas letakein by korea is chayiv. It doesn't have to be amnas letfor. The answer is afuke pesach b'tzavar b'shabbes demashvelei mana b'gmazeh. The very fact that it's a tikkun mana, what does it mean? That what you're doing here is not ruining the beged. What you're doing is you're making a beged. It's not you did an act which is destructive, but it brings about a tikkun. The act in the beged is a constructive act by its definition. That's not korea. That can't fit into the profile of melechus korea. The mashvelei mana b'gmar zadei psicha ein chal al zeh shame korea klal. So the very fact that it is makad patish is good for what's maskia, then it can't be korea. That's what's ironic. The malacha makad patish is what you have, but hagufa, the fact that you have the tikkun in the act itself, in the beged, you're making a new beged, means you're not be korea. V'chayim zem shemakad shem achad, hay makad patish, hu shayach b'chol gmar malacha. Yeah, that's the yisod of the bir halacha. Daniel's dieti concludes that Hatam Shel Rashi Shah Poskim because of the Patish. Yeah. It's interesting. A Lashon Rashi in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph and Beis, he mentions a couple of malachis together. Diba Maskula Olam, Rav Yehuda. Rashi discusses Sosam Nas Livnos and other malachis. The Rashi says, Umechabe Dumya de Soser. Bechein korea dumi de soser, ulahachi tnan, hakorea amnas litfor, bechein mochek tnan amnas lichto, de kulam soser ninhu. Rashi takes a few of the malachis And he says, all these malachas, you need almanas, lichtov, almanas, litfar, the kulam sosin. To me, it resonates a little with the word of the Yeralacha, that the malachos themselves, as being classified as malachos, are malachos that inherently are malachos of kilkul. So what the Yeralacha is saying is, when you have a korea that by its very essence is not a kilko, it's mamish making the beged into a beged, then that gufa can't be classified as korea. Yeah, now we already come back to the Rambam. Rambam doesn't buy this yisod, it doesn't embrace this yisod. What does the Rambam hold? No, the very physical act of korea. I don't know. This is the possible defense of Rashi. The Rashi did not mention korea. Yeah.
If it was a case of mikako, in order to be mitake, so we would say that's nisr daraisa. So shouldn't we say that therefore that it's only going to be mitake and only should be darabana nisr? The same way we made together before.
What are you asking? If it would be amnas mitake,
if it would be amnas mitake, so
it should be also darabana
daraisa. So therefore, even if you're just doing it just to mitake, should we still make it zera?
You mean even the case of Rashi, it should be Asid Rabban, but anyway, it's Mitakin Manim the Rice, so what are you going to get? You're going to add it to Rabban of Korea.
Thanks, and Rashi should have mentioned it.
You want to
did we see this before, like in the previous case, in the ritual, that if it was Mitakin?
I'm not sure what you're referring to. We mentioned the Afike Yam with his whole Mahalach that he gave, that the only time the Mekalko is Asad Rabbanon is if there could have been, had it been done B'derach Tikkun, it would have been a Doraisa.
Yeah.
But if it's B'derach Tikkun, it would still not be Doraisa, then you can't have a Mekalko. That was his pshat for Rashi, then he wanted to use that to answer for the Rambam in the Gemara's Kasha, that so Rabbi Kana was equating Korea with Soser by the Chavis. What does that do with our discussion?
Here's
something else. You're saying that anyway, you have the derais from the takin manan. So, what do you want to add to that? I mean, do you want to add a new drabanan?
No, so, if it is Mr. Derais from the takin, then should it not be also drabanan if it's not?
So, what do you want to add? A new Mr. Drabanan of Mekalkel?
So, probably Rashi.
No, but what do you want Rashi to do? Rashi's not going to mention it. You think it should be new drabanan? The malacha is Mitakin manan. Our problem is, why is Rashi mention the malacha of Korea? In other words, if Rashi agrees that Korea amanas takin of any kind of tikkun, not just the specific Lashon HaMishnah, I'm not good for it. If any kind of tikkun would be sufficient, so then why did Rashi only mention Takin Mana of Makan Patish and not Korea? Okay, so now we took care of that. Now we're answering, because if inherently the Maisa is not, is by definition, by what it's doing, it's tikkun, it's not ruining, it's not kilko, then it's not Korea at all. Okay, so
here we go.
I mean, even if it were, it's not a kasha Rashi should mention it, because we're not talking the Rabbanis, we're talking the Raisis, Chayef Chadis. So I don't know that, you know, they even, you know, have a kasha, but you have to know what you're really correct in that. There should still be a Rabbanan or not. But anyway, once you have a Raisis, so what's the point of having a Rabbanan? Yeah.
Why would there be a Rabbanan? Why would you assume?
He's saying that since any time you have a Mekalkel, that had it been done Derech Tikkun, it would be a Raisis. So it should be Nisid Rabban. That was what we saw in the Afike Yam. And anyway, that was his own Mahalach. It doesn't mean that was his Pshat for Rashi. It doesn't mean that's the last word. But you're saying since Derech Tikkun, it would be the Melacha of Metakin Mana. So you're saying now it should be the Rabbanan of Korea. I don't know if you could say that, because if it's not Korea at all, so you can't make it the Rabban of Korea. If the Bialach is correct, if it's not Korea, you can't create the Rabban without a Melacha of the Rabbanan. In other words, the Rabbanim could say that Korea Shalom Naslitfor, where a lot of the Kriya that we have today, if it's not, you know, again, we're makbid certain things and you have to know certain things are mutter, as we know yesterday we discussed, you know, with food and with, say, other things. Which, but if it's an example of Korea Naslitakin, Shalom Naslitakin, so still has a Rabbanim. Why? Because it could have been a case that Shalom Naslitakin would be the rice. To hear that Naslitakin would not be the rice of Korea, it would be something else. So, you can't create a melacha's korea derabanan if the deraisa would not be korea. It has to be that melacha would be a melacha deraisa if it was al menas l'takin. Here, the whole thing is not korea, according to the halacha. All right, so much for this inyan. Again, of course, there's so much more in the sugya, and some inyan, but just to have a yediyah a little bit in this, let's try to start on the next gemara. Also, not makas dik, but it's here, so we learn it as best as we could. Let's see the next piece of gemara. Again, why is it here? As Rashi pointed out in the previous Gemara, it's here because of Yehuda Marav made a statement that Rav Kana had a kasha on, right? So again, another memra related to Inyan Mikvos. For Amar Yehuda Marav, the following halacha. Shloshes lugin mayim. Shenafa letochan kortov shel yayin. Kortov is a very small measure, very small minute amount. So you have three lugin of mayim. Mayim, of course, means mayim she'uvin. That's not kasha from mikvah. And in this three lugin fell in a small drop of wine. Umar'ayen kemare yayin. And the appearance of this mixture now is not mayim, but yayin. It turned the color. The naflu mikvah, and this mixture of three lugin mayim with kortav shel yayin falls into a mikvah. What does it mean? A mikvah we'll soon see. A mikvah that doesn't have memsa. Lo psaluhu. So again, before we even go further, we have to just frame our discussion. What exactly are we discussing? What is this halacha based on? So let's be magdim. There is a halacha, of course, of this is where it's starting. Gimel lugin shmayim shuvim shenafu lemikva chaseira. That's the context of our halacha, but we should backtrack. Mikva has to be, we know, megashamim, rainwater. Mayim she'uvin means that it was taken by a kli. It was yad adam ba'emsa. In other words, if the water was gathered into a keli, that's called mayim she'uvin. Sha'uv means it was, like we have in Chaisar, right? Many times, Tishav, right? To draw out. Once a human being takes the rainwater into a keli, that mayim is not kosher for a mikvah. Now, before we talk about the Gimel Lugin, which is a Din Rabbanan, which is what we have in this Gemara and the discussion of whether it looks like mayim, doesn't look like mayim, what's the halacha midoraisa? What if, forget about three Lugin that fall into a mikvah that doesn't have memsa. Let's talk about a mikvah that has total mayim shuvin. Midoraisa, is it okay? Or only midrabbanan, is it a problem? It's a big machlokes rishonim. There is a drush in the Torah's Kohanim that would be mashma if you take it as a real drasha, that the psul she'uvin fundamentally in a mikvah is a psul d'oraisa. And that's what Rashi seems to quote in Shabbos. I think I gave it to you in Yudalit. This is going to be an Amud Gemara that we have to look at in the Rashi, a part of this Amud for the next part of the Gemara in Daf Dalit. But Maisa Rashi on that Amud quotes the Torah's Kohanim. Writes, V'chashinan dilma asir v'tulei toras mikva v'tovlin b'sh'uvin. In other words, what would happen if a person is tovel in mayim sh'uvin? V'atora amra, and that's pram d'oraisa, because the Torah says in Pasha Shmini, ach mayan uvor mikvei mayim yator. So that's the drasha from this pasuk. What Rashi is referring to, what is exact drasha? So there's a long tosis, again, just Maimon Kamos for your reference. This machlokes rishonim about whether psul shuvin is midoraisa midrabanan is a tosis in Bava Basra Samach Vav, in the fourth parak of Bava Basra Samach Vav. It starts in an aleph tosis and it continues through amid beis. It's a long tosis. The lashon of the Torah's Kohanim, the way tosis begins, Rashbam Rabbeinu Tam. The words of the Gemara is what lends itself to this discussion. The Gemara's lashon is mechal de sheiva de oraisa. Rashbam v'Rabbeinu Tam Mefarshi dekulo sha'uv havi d'oraisa. Shitas Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam, if you have a mikvah that's kulo sha'uv, the entire amount of water in the mikvah is all mayim shuvin, so they assume it's a psul d'oraisa, umevim raya midasanya v'toras kohanim, the Pashas Shmini, mikvei mayim yetohar, that's the pasuk that Rashi is quoting here in Shabbos Yudalit, yachal milei v'ksefo, v'asa mikveh b'tchila, yehei tohor. You might think that if he's memalei b'kseifo, meaning he takes the water and he fills it up in a pail and brings the pail over to the area that he wants to pour it into, the bore. So you might think that that would be kosher mikveh. Tamilomar ach mayan uvor mikveh mayim yehei tohor. The pasuk juxtaposes mikveh mayim with mayan, What is a mayim by definition? There's no human intervention. It's a natural spring. Says the Torah's Kohanim, ma mayim bidei shamayim, af mik bidei shamayim. So that's the raya the Rabbeinu Tam brought, that kulo sha'uv is a psul d'oraisa. The yesh litchos is tosos d'asmachtehi. Kmo kamed rosh is the Torah's Kohanim. Not muchrach, maybe it's nasmacht. Now, this leads us to the next question. We have a shayla of a kulo sha'uv is d'oraisa d'rabbanan. Now we have another halacha which is for sure d'rabbanan. And that's the context of this statement of Yudah Marav. Namely, if you have a mikvah that doesn't have the requisite amount of memsa is what we require for a mikvah to be kosher mikvah. Could be only drabanan, but that's the din. It has to be memsa. Three lugin, a mayim shuvin, spill into a mikvah chasera. It's not yet at memsa. Now, when I have a kosher mikvah already, of memsa, you can pour in as much as you want, mayim shuvin, the mikvah remains kosher. Because once the mikvah is a mikvah kashera, it's kosher and it doesn't become disqualified by adding mayim shuvin. But if you have a mikvah that's not yet memsa and spills into that mikvah, you spill in gimelugin mayim shuvin, that the chachamim will go there to pass through the mikvah. Now, the shaila is, chayra, you could say, that seems to indicate that the psul shu'uvin on kulo sha'uv is a doraisa. Now Chachamim now, based on that, said, oh, so now we know psul shu'uvin could be doraisa on some level, in some instance, in some context. Now we're going to say a gzeira that if you have gimel lugin, which is considered the mat that people could use to wash themselves with, and that spills into a mikvah chasera, that's going to be passing the mikvah. But if I hold that even if you have kulo sha'uv is drabanan, so why would the chacham make it? It's like a gzeira l'gzeira. Why the chacham make a gzeira? Give me a little gemayim shuvin. That's Tosa's question over here. Hemshecha Tosa's. After he goes with the rayas, various rayas, so then he brings the other shita, the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam, the ones who hold, as Tosa's initially says, that kulo sha'uv is a doraisa. Then he brings the smach, he brings the Tos Kohanim, Tos Mitzna Smachta, he brings other rayas from mikvos, from sachim. Then he brings the Shita Sari. He says, Ugari Nira, this. Dafilu kulo sha'uv drabanan, and he has his rayas. Machukis balitosis kulo sha'uv, so the rayas of so drabanan. Fektosis v'im toma. This is like halfway through the Amud and Amud days. Bishlama I kulo sha'uv midoraisa. If the psul kulo sha'uv is midoraisa, haynu degazu chachanim gimul lugin mayim shuvin posif. Then I understand why it's a psul of gimel lugin to pasul atu kulo shalv. It's a gzeira atu kulo shalv, which is a psul deraisa. And why shalosh lugin? Gazru she'im ru'uyin le'rechitzas adam, kidamin perkam de Shabbos. The Gemara maybe went up seeing it. B'tchilo yutovin b'ma'aros, tsiruchim, v'nosnim agayim gabayim gimel lugin mayim shuvin. They used to go to the mikveh for kosher mikveh, but it was dirty water, and then they wanted to get themselves clean, so then they went afterwards to take a shower, and they would pour a gimelugin of mayim shuvim to get off the dust and the dirt. And again, this is a basis for one of the gzeiras that they made of Yudches Davar that we'll see about in the next piece of Gemara later on Daf Dalid, that person has whatever can become pasul a truma if they have gimelugin mayim shuvim. But that's a separate inyan. But meanwhile, it says they put gimelugin on them because that's the amount that you would wash with. So I understand why the Chachamim were passing a mikvah chaseira with gimelugin, because you know that there's a din d'oraisa of kulo sha'uv. Fektosis avoli kulo sha'uv drabanan amai gazvu klal v'shiva. What's the context of, what's the reason for any gzeira at all? It says, Tosis v'yeshulomar, there is a case that would be pasul d'oraisa. Kulo sha'uv could be kasha d'oraisa, but what would be pasul? The case of kulo sha'uv means that the mikvah is a pit in the ground. It's mechubal karka. Your tovel in mayim shuvim that are now mechubal karka. The mayim were in a keli, but suppose you go into a bathtub, your tovel in the kli, that for sure is not going to be good. Yeshua Omer, the Gzeira, Shem Yitfo Bikli, that already would be Pasul Daraisa. The Dumya Demayin Om Rachman, Sheim Bekarka. Granted, you can have Mayim Shuvin Bekarka in a pit, in the ground, Midoraisa Bikoshim, according to the Ri. But if you're Tovil in a Keli, then for sure it's not good. So right there, we can understand the Gzeira, give him a look at Mayim Shuvin, even according to the Ri, even if those who hold that the Midoraisa Kulshav is Kosher, but you can still be a basis for the Gzeira. So this is a famous machokes to be aware of. Big Arichas, many, many Shitas on this. This is one Mar Malkum, the Tosis in Samach Vav in Baba Basra. There's a long run on this in Shavuos, Perek Sheni, where a lot of the Hilchas Mikvos and Hilchas Nida get mentioned. Daf Bei Harif, Daf Hei, Amid Aleph, onto Amid Beis, long run on this very same discussion. Kulo Shav, the Raisad Rabban. Back to Argamar. What's the context of Argamar? There is a Gzeira of Gimel Rugin, Mayim Sheuvin, Shenaflu Remikva, that it doesn't have Memsa. If it has Memsa, Rabosai again, what's the din? Kasher. Doesn't have Memsa, it passes the Mikvah. But what if the water doesn't look like water? How significant is the Mara Mayim? Gimel Rugin Mayim passes. Rav Yehuda Marav is teaching us that if Shlosha Sugin Mayim, which is obviously enough to passel the mikvah now, but it turned color to look like wine. Why? Because a little small amount of yayin fell into it, and it looks like wine. Says Yehuda Marav, now because it has a mara yayin and not a mara mayim, so the halacha was not to passel the mikvah. Passel the mikvah, you need to have mara mayim. And here it doesn't look like water. That's the Chiddush of the Mara. What does Rashi say? Lo psaluhu. Why? Zil basa chazusa. Chazusa means Mara. Look at you follow the way it looks. The Yayin ain't a posel samikvah. No, it's only Mayim does. If the Mara is Yayin, it's Kiyu has a din of Yayin, not a din of Mayim. Upsu mikvah b'mayim shuvin midrabananhu. Rashi throws in here, for some reason, that the psul, that we just explained, this psul is Rabbanan, whatever it is, and whatever it's based on, it's a din Rabbanan. Why does Rashi mention it here? Not clear. Why does Rashi tell us this right now? It's a bit mashma from Rashi that this halacha that we're willing to go after the Mara, not the pasul the mikvah, is because the whole psul is Rabbanan anyway. Sounds a little bit that way from Rashi. Had it been that it had been psul deraisa, maybe we wouldn't be able to be so makel here to follow Mara. Sounds like from Rashi a bit mashma that way. Why does Rashi have to say it otherwise? He tells me the din lo psaluhu, lifal chazusa. By the way, it's a drabbanan. Why is it negeya? Kinira Rashi saying, because it's drabbanan, so we're maker, we view it like yayin, not like mine. This is Rav's thing. Maskif for Rav Kana. So Rav Kana asks, again, why it's here? Because of Rav Kana's kasha. Bechima ben ze l'meit seva, l'meit saba. What distinguishes this from water from a dyer? You have a tzava that works with dye, and the dye, of course, colors the water. The Tanan of Yossi Omer, Meitzeva, Poskin and Samik Vishloshes Lugin. You have three Lugin of Meitzeva. It has a din of Mayim, but obviously it doesn't look like water, it has a Mara colored appearance. And Rav Yossi says it passes the mikvah. So why does Rav Yehuda Marav say that Marayayin would not pass through the mikvah, even though there's Shloshes Lugin Mayim here? And here you have Meitzeva, Rav Kana asks, does pass through the mikvah? Amale Rava, so Rava answers the kash. What does he answer? Hasam, Maya Tziva Mikri, Hachva Chamra Meziga Mikri. Rava says there's a difference. Over there, what do you refer to this as? Maya Tziva. Dyed water. So in the way that you refer to it, you see you're calling it water. So therefore it has the halacha, the pass of the mikvah. Here, when you have mayim mixed with a little bit of yayin that looks like yayin, then the very way you refer to it now is not maya of something, maya with wine, but yayin meziga, diluted. It's very diluted, okay? But it's diluted wine. But the shame of how you refer to it is with yayin. So what is this shot in Rava's teretz? What does Rava mean to say? So this svara of Rava, is a svara derabban, a svara d'oraisa. What's the pshat in Rava's? The pashtus is to learn. Rava is saying a svara d'oraisa. In other words, I don't mean d'oraisa per se. I mean ahudin could be derabban. But the point is, it's not like mitam gzeira necessarily. It's that what do I call? What is it? What went into the mikveh here? Was it mayim or was it something else? Was it yayin? Yayin doesn't pass on. The gzeira was mayim passes the mikveh. No. If you refer to it as yayin meziga, that means it's called yayin. That means it's yayin. Its definition is a function of what's referred to, how people refer to it. If here it's called mayin tziva, so obviously it's mayim. That would be the pshat that I think is the way the Meiri learned the Gemara. Meiri doesn't mention anything about gzeira of any kind that to be confused. I both say, you saw the Meiri? How many saw the Meiri? No one got it. Okay. Meiri, read a little Meiri. Mikvah, chaser, shenafru, bo pachet, vishlosh, shesugin, mayim. So, lo malin, bo poslin. It can't add to make the shiur, and it can't pass, so it's not three lugin. The nafal, shlosh, shesugin, shleimin, poslin, it's a mikvah. And once it passes the mikvah, both say, you can't, well, you're short five saw to get to 40. No. So now three will get full into 35 saw. So no, just add another five saw. Does it work? That's the din. No, shloshes will get mayim shubim fall into mikvah that doesn't have 40. There's no eight such to just be mashlim to get to 40. Now already the whole mikvah is possible. That's the gzeirah d'rabbanan. Again, clear? The basics. So that's what the Meiri points out. Hayu shloshes lugin eil kemariyayin. The three lugin looked like one. King Oshinafel tocha ma'at nayin v'nishtana marisam liyayin. Hareim kiyayin. Hareim kiyayin. The afal pisha yesham shloshes lugin mayin v'lo hayayin. Aye, but without the wine, the three lugin of mayin here. Eim aridin es amikva itaraso, meaning ein poskin also. Shekvar avad mehem shem hamayim v'nikru uyayin mazik. How did the Meiri in the Gemara? Avad mehem shem hamayim v'nikru uyayin mazik. In other words, it doesn't have a shem mayim anymore. It's when the yayin falls into mayim, it's now yayin, it's yayin mazik. But it's not mayim, so it doesn't pass through the mikvah. The ein zeh k'mei tzeva sheposlin. Shemeyat tzeva lo avad mehem shem hamayim v'hem nikruyim mayim shel tzeva. So the Meiri is learning the Gemara. This chiluk that Rava is giving to answer of Kanev Kasha is, in one case, it lost its shemayim. It's called yayin meziga. In the other case, it didn't lose its shemayim. That's pshat according to the Meiri. However, look at the Ritva. The Ritva l'chora has a different reading of the Gemara, a different pshat in the Gemara's teretz. What does Rava mean to say? Maskev Rav Kahana, ma bein zeh l'meimei tzeva, pirish mayim gemurim, shat tzeva notel behem yadav. In other words, the dyer, he'd be washing his hands, you know, between whatever he's doing. Intermittently, he'd wash his hands, and his hands, of course, are full of dye, so what happens to the mayim that he's putting his hands in? They become colored. U'mishtan barav v'kach, v'em kemaret tzeva. And we say, it's posin es ha-mikvah, kidin mayim. And we hold like Rav Yossi. Either everyone holds like him, or we hold like him. Amale, Rava. So Rava says to Rav Kahana in response, Hasa mai tzava mikri hacha yaya meziga mikri. Zek the Ritva. Klomach. Hasam rabbanan achmur ba mishum gzeira dikori le inshi maya tzava. Has the Ritva learning. There, because people associate this with, that's the way they refer to it, as Ma'ayin Tzava, the Chacham did not want, the Etzem, it shouldn't be necessarily passing the mikvah, but people call it Ma'ayin Tzava, so therefore the Chacham wants to be Machmir. The Ilu, while he posted this on mikvah, if we would say that Ma'ayin Tzava, because it Ma'ayin doesn't look like Ma'ayin, so really it shouldn't pass the mikvah, it doesn't look like Ma'ayin. But if we wouldn't say that it passes the mikvah, how you smurin? Shafilu mayim gemurim in a posel b'shoshe lugin. So Rabbi said, what do you see in the Ritva? The etzem, fundamentally, If it doesn't look like mayim, the halacha should be, it shouldn't pass the mikvah. In that respect, the yayin and the mayitzeva are the same in the terms of that mara mayim is what should define passing the mikvah. Mara mayim. In terms of the klal of the fundamental chamwa kuveya, in terms of the gzeira, mayitzeva and yayin that mixed with water should be the same halacha. But lemaisa, since people refer to it as mayitzeva, and you're not going to pass with the mikvah with mayitzeva, people are not going to be able to know the difference. By regular mayim, they would pass with the mikvah because this water didn't pass, so why would this water pass? But really, the change of maris should have changed the halach. According to the Ritva, in both cases, it's not that the definition is here. This is definitively called. This is yayin, and this is mayim. The fact that it doesn't look like mayim means it shouldn't have passed. If it doesn't look like mayim, it shouldn't have passed. But people are going to think that therefore mayim doesn't pass. But by dear people are not going to make that mistake because it's called yayim aziga. That's the risk of it. What did the Iri learn? That by yayin, it's chalos shem is no longer mayim. It's not. It's yayin. So it's not. It's a different halach. Questions. Tumah halachim in the Gemara. Good? Yeah?
In terms of the guy in the Zigo having a different
Yanin, the Rios and the Kinesh on it, which is considered. These are separate in Yanin. Knows how much diluted is considered to be, that's the good shah. Knows how much proportion can it still be considered to be Yain. It's a good shah in terms of Hilchas Kiddush. It should be good shah. Knows the Gemara's. According to the Meiri, there's more of a shaychis between your shayla and the Gemara, because by defining it as yayin, it's not passing the mikvah. So then, a quart of yayin, 3 lugin. What did it present? Just make a cheshbon. How much is a lug? About a quart. What do they usually know? What is it? What is a lug? Anyone know? What is it usually measured by? What?
10 ounces.
Yeah. So 30 ounces, and a quart of is 1/64. What is a quart?
Yeah.
If they're with the art school, maybe they tell you they were. Okay, so what's the proportion really? I can't imagine you should be able to make Kiddush on this kind of proportion. So the Chayra, even according to the Meiri, it's only with respect to this halacha that we call Yayin. Right? It wouldn't necessarily, but there are separate halachas that would determine how much, I think 6 Perek and Baba Basra comes up, how much is considered to be mazug enough that it's still within the framework of Yayin. Hagafen is also a shayla. Forget about Kiddush, even in terms of regular hagafen. If you have grape juice or wine and you mix in some water, so you make shahako, make hagafen. It's a small little bit of grape just for taste, and it's mostly water. Would you make hagafen, make shahako? That's a good shayla. Yeah, it could be in a gal. A lot of times, yayin, tiros, yeah. Good question also. Yeah. Okay, we'll end the shiur, but I just want to acknowledge Chassan just came back off the show.